الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable elders and friends, whatever we have learned from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum, in my very broken way I will try and present it for my lesson to be revived and all of us inshallah. Hazrat says so beautifully that in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed us as Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. This is no ordinary address, this is a very great and honorable address. This is the royal address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if a person only realizes that who are the people of Iman, Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu, O people of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another ayat of the Quran Kareem to give us an understanding and a brief idea who are the people of Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Allahu Waliyul Ladhina Amanu. Allah is the friend of those people who have brought Iman. And to get the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the highest gifts a person can ever achieve and get. And this is something we can't achieve in reality. This is a special favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the time, and we should be desiring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, without deserving it, Allah ta'ala wants to give us this great gift. And how to get this gift? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O people of Iman, you are my friends. Allahu Akbar. Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, has mentioned so beautifully the tarjuma of Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu. He says the meaning of Ya Ayyuhal Ladhina Amanu is, eh, meri chahito bando. Oh, my very special friends, my very special close ones. Once you have become my close friends by recognizing I have created you, I am favoring you every split moment with millions of bounties and favors, then don't remain on a very ordinary level of friendship. In this world we know a person got friendship with an ordinary counselor or one minister, or you got contact with a state president, you feel very honored, very elated. If you got his special number, you tell everybody, I got his number, just ask me, I can get the work done. But respected elders and friends, all the contacts of this world are all useless. All the contacts of this world, if we don't have contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the contacts of this world cannot help us in any way whatsoever. The real contact we are supposed to be building is with Malikul Mulk, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our sustainer. And we see the contacts of this world, there is so much red tape to try and get some contact of this world. The contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is, so to say, offering His hand of friendship. That, O people of Iman, I have blessed you with Iman, that you have recognized I am your creator. Now increase this love of yours with me. Increase this relation. Make it stronger all the time. And how to make this relation stronger all the time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ittaqullah. Just do one more thing. Inculcate this true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Bring this taqwa in your heart. In other words, gain the ma'rifat of Allah. Gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who gets a glimpse of the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot help loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just enjoys to love Allah. And then we'll understand the reality of this taqwa, that a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that Allah, who is so kind, so loving, so beloved, how can a split moment I can disobey my Allah? I can displease my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this taqwa, Allah ta'ala says, as you build it in your heart, your level of friendship becomes higher and higher. And there's no end to the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is unlimited. Allah ta'ala's friendship is unlimited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person might be thinking that to get friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain this great wealth of taqwa must be very, very hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the very, very easy prescription. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Just do one favor, just be what the true, what the sadiq, the sadiqeen, that my true servants, my true beloved servants. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those people who are the true servants of Allah, they are the muttaqeen, the pious servants. That is, they are genuinely the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In their public life, private life, all the time, they have this istihza, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the time, they are in the remembrance of Allah, and they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you sit in the company of these friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. If you want this love of Allah, you'll get it by the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it very, very easy. And then again, Allahu Akbar. We learn from our honorable illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah, the Hakimul Ummat of this time. Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, which he taught us from our Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Daum Rakatum, that loving with the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true pious servants of Allah, the treasures of akhirat you will get there, but cash in this world, you'll get the treasures of this world already. And the real treasures of this world today, unfortunately, we're working ourselves to the bone, like our Shaykh says, too busy, so busy we don't even know what we are doing. Imam just makes salam, no time to even read tasbih, no time to make dua, no time to have this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as the Ahlullah has taught us, مَنْ لَا وِرْدَ لَهُ لَا وَارِدَ لَهُ. Whoever hasn't got time to make some zikr, to make some dua, to ponder over the greatness of Allah, Allah Ta'ala won't fill his heart with nur. So we are so busy, and what we are gaining? نَعَلَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَّ سَعْيُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنْعَ. Those people that are wasting their efforts in this dunya, and just going astray in fact, they are just wasting their efforts and they think we are doing something very great. Wallah, just few minutes, yak zamana bi sohbati awliya, ba'taz asad sala, ta'ad bi'riyas. One moment in the company of the friends of Allah, what sincerity, what an open heart, when our hearts get one iota of that light and that spark of love, then we'll realize that real value is the company of the Ahlullah. And then we should take from their hearts and make it part of our life. So the treasures of this world, we'll just explain that how Hazrat has put it so beautifully, that we'll get the real treasures of this world also. And what are the treasures of this world? This is also directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum from Quran and Hadith, a few wazaif, a few ma'amulat, that if a person brings it into his life, with proper sincerity, istiqamat and yaqeen, then see the great benefit and the value you'll get in this world already. What treasures you'll get in this world, where we all running for all to solve our problems, it lies here. So I'll just mention and go through a few wazifas that our Shaykh has taught us, and we should all make this firm intention that we all want to learn these wazifas and make it part of our life also. So one wazifa Hazrat has taught, very valuable and very important, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that whoever reads morning and evening 7 times, Hasbi Allahu la ilaha illahu, alayhi tawakkaltu, wa huwa rabbul arshil azim. Whoever reads this wazifa 7 times morning and evening, then the great benefit, Allahu Akbar, the great benefit of dunya in this wazifa is, كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ مَا أَهَمَّهُ مِنْ أَمْرِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. That this wazifa will suffice you from all your worries of this world and the year after. And these are not ordinary worries. Today, sadly, we hear the ummah is going into states of depression. And such depression that suicides in the ummah. Allahu Akbar. Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali, a very great muhaddis, have mentioned, إِنَّ الْغَمُّ الَّذِي يُزِيبُ الْإِنسَانِ. This ham, this worry that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is talking of in this hadith, is such worries that will melt you. It'll put you into depression, anxiety. Every second person, his problem is stress related. And what stress? Depression. Depression is actually when we disconnect ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get connected again, Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali says, all these worries Allah ta'ala will take out from your heart. And like our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh, Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Ul-Ummah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Dawam Barakatum mentioned so beautifully that if insan can manufacture a watch, Switzerland can make a watch that is waterproof. You go 200 meters under water and forget one drop of water, not even vapor goes into that watch. So if insan can manufacture a watch that is waterproof, then Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our sustainer, can't make a heart that is ghamproof, that is worry-proof. Allah will make our heart totally worry-proof, provided we recite this wazifas daily and with yaqeen. So as a practice, today we'll just do it all together as a practice, but we should make firm intention and niyat that inshallah, from today and when we leave, every day we will read this wazifas daily and regularly inshallah. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. Another very valuable wazifa taught to us by our Shaykh, and as I've mentioned, this is directly from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, whoever recites morning and evening three times, A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitani rajim. A'udhu billahi samil alim minash shaitani rajim. And then the last famous ayats of Surah Hashr, which Imam Sahib recited so beautifully in the namaz also, Huwallahu ladhi la ilaha illahu, till the end. Then the great benefit of this wazifa in dunya already. Wakkalallahu bihi sab'ina alfa malakin yusalluna alayhi. أَيَّسْتَغْفِرُونَ لَهُ. Allah Ta'ala immediately appoints 70,000 farishtas to make dua for that person. And as our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, and this is what we have to take from their hearts, that Hazrat says, whose words are the Sadiqul Amin, the most honorable, the most truthful servant of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should have yaqeen in the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that 70,000 malaika appointed to make whole day dua for us and dua maghfirat. They will, Allah, please forgive this person. That person who is forgiven, who is the great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at our elders, what yaqeen they had in the words of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says in one istima, Hazrat Mawlana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, from the minbar he mentioned that I don't start my daily work till I don't put 70,000 farishtas on my duty. In other words, till I don't read this wazifa, then I'm satisfied and I got yaqeen. 70,000 malaika are making dua for me already. So we should try and read this wazifa early in the morning, after Fajr, the best time, as soon as possible, and have this yaqeen that 70,000 malaika are now making dua for us from the morning. And in the evening you read this wazifa after Maghrib, immediately 70,000 fresh farishta again are making dua for us. And another great benefit of this wazifa, وَإِن مَاتَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ مَاتَ شَهِيدًا. A person who read this wazifa, he'll get the darja of a shaheed if he passes away in that day or that night. So very valuable wazifa, we should read it daily inshallah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون والله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Also another very valuable wazifa, which today everybody has this complaint and going to our meals and where, that Moana, this person is jealous upon me, this person made jadu, all these, that's my life is not going right. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given a simple prescription. And as our Shaykh says so beautifully, that jadu is there, the effects are there, but it's so light. How can it compare something that is filth compared to the greatness of Qur'an-i Kareem, the words of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. When we connect ourselves to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala through His words, and this is also very, very important. Our Shaykh teaches us all the time, and this is the great lessons, and this is Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala's special favor that He grants us this opportunity to be in the company of the Ahlullah, those who have recognized Allah. That all these wazifas that we read, the words are also important, but the words, Hazrat says, is like a bridge to make you reach Allah. We on the bridge, we read these words, we say we read our Ayatul Kursi, our wazifa, still the problem happened. But the yaqeen hasn't come into us. The connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala hasn't come into us. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that whoever reads morning and evening three times, the three kuls, with Bismillah each time, kul hu Allah wahad, kul a'udhu bil falak, and kul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, then the great benefit in this world already, all our complaints will be sorted out. Takfika min kulli shay, ay min kulli shar. This wazifa will be sufficient for you from everything. In other words, every evil you can think of, nobody's jadu inshallah will affect you. Nobody's jealousy, hatred can affect you. And most important, as we learn again from the benefit of the Ahlullah, our Honorable Shaykh teaches us, our two great enemies we are unmindful. That enemy which Allah has mentioned very openly, inna shaitana lakum adu mubin. Shaitan is your open enemy. And we don't even think that he's our enemy. We don't even take the proper precautions to protect ourselves from shaitan. And then a worse enemy, our nafs that is within ourselves, which is between our two shoulders, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. So when we read this wazifa, Allahu Akbar, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damarakatum has taught that make niyat also. May when we read these wazifas, we should make the niyat, as our Shaykh has taught us so beautifully. Any action without niyat, that's like a dead action. It's like a child that's born but no life, a still born child. So this niyat, this consciousness, this istizar is very, very important that we read this wazif and make niyat, Ya Allah, through the barakat of this wazifas, give us the following benefit also. So through the barakat of this wazifa, we should make niyat, Ya Allah, my true two great enemies, nafs and shaitan, save me from all the evils also. And then another great benefit of this wazifa, takfika min kulli wird. This wazifa will suffice for all other wazifas also. What does this mean? As we know, we are very in a hurry, all the time too busy. But we shouldn't make it our life such that busy, no time to read the wazifas. But sometimes it happens, a person came from a long suffer, he is very tired, he can't read all his wazifas, or he is not too well, he can't read all his wazifas, or he's got appointment early in the morning, and Hazrat says, don't give a person appointment early in the morning, first thing in the morning. First thing, put on your trousers, then give somebody an appointment. So, if you got the appointment early in the morning, you don't even have time to have your breakfast. But the wife will also say, have a half a cup of tea, have a slice of toast at least, or take a banana. So Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made our deen also so easy. Ad-deenu yusrun. And where we'll understand how easy and how enjoyable and how great is our deen from the Ahlullah. That is why Allah Ta'ala said, kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be with these pious servants and take from their hearts. So Hazrat says that if you can't manage to read all your wazifas and at least read this one wazifa, for that day it will suffice from all the other wazifas, inshallah. So this wazifa is something we should make it sure that we read it daily. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق اذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد اذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. Also another very valuable wazifa, and this is the complaint we all have and the worry we all have. Samala worry, a sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this worry in my heart all the time, and I'm concerned about my deen first of all. My iman, will it remain intact, especially in this time and age? Allahu Akbar. The period that we are going in, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has foretold already. A time will come when you get up in the morning in the state of iman, before you go to bed, you lose your iman. When you go to in an evening, you'll have iman. Before you get up in the morning, you lose your iman. And for what? For the pittance of this dunya. So the sahaba in that time already, khairul qurun, they were worried and concerned of their iman. So he said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm concerned of my iman. And then my life also I'm concerned. Today, especially in our country, this crime torn period, we are all worried. And then we are all concerned of our wealth. And then we are all concerned of our children and our family. All these five things we are all worried about." So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam consoled him and taught him such a beautiful wazifa. And like our Shaykh says, that when we learn that our success and our protection is in a'amal, but we don't pronounce it properly, instead of saying a'amal, we say a'amal. That mal, come more wealth. And we think if I make more effort, if I get more security guards, if I get some insurance and pay more insurance, then all these things will be protected and I'll get more a'mal. So we don't read it also, and we think, no, I must make more effort in dunya. No, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, turn our attention away from mal to a'mal, from asbab to the musabbibul asbab. Turn our attention away from the means to the creator of means. Means in this world we have to use. And even these wazaif, they are means to connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually we have to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So use this means also, but realize Allah ta'ala will take care. So we have to take the name of Allah, Allah ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught so beautifully the simple wazifa. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. If you read this three times, morning and evening, Allah ta'ala will take care of all these things. Immediately the sahabi put it into action. After few days, and look at the concern of a sheikh, the concern Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed, and we see our sheikh has got the same sunnah in his life, all the time concerned, will ask us, you are doing this, you are doing that, how is it, what's happening now? So this concern, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired. He said, "Alhamdulillah, O Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm reading what you taught me, and now I have ease and comfort with regard to these things." So inshallah, we also read this wazifa with proper yaqeen. We'll see Allah ta'ala will take care of all these matters of ours. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillah ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Also another very valuable wazifa, that a person who reads this wazifa, Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdihi, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then four terrible diseases, Allah Ta'ala will save us from inshallah. From the many other diseases, one is blindness, one is to become mad, insane, one is paralysis, which is very common today, and leprosy also becoming common. These diseases Allah Ta'ala will save us from when we recite the simple wazifa morning and evening daily three times at least. So سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There isn't time, so we'll just mention one very valuable wazifa in the form of a dua, which we all have this problem and complain, and Allahu Akbar Qurban Jai, our lives should be sacrificed on the companions of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Their eagerness for akhirat, for deen, they made our whole life easy. They asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, one Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu ta'ala and said, "Oh Nabi sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam, so many duas you made, so many wazifas you taught, but my mind is very weak, I can't remember and everything. Teach me one dua that is so encompassing, it encompasses all your duas." Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was rahmatul lil alameen, embodiment of mercy, had so much feeling for the ummah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught this beautiful famous dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This dua is so encompassing all the 23 years duas of Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On what occasions we can think for ourselves, the tahajjud duas, the duas in Badr, Allahu Akbar. The Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had to say, "Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enough now. Allah ta'ala's mercy is descending." But those duas, the special duas, if we read this one dua, but again, with that yaqeen, with that concentration, then inshallah we'll see Allah ta'ala's mercy descending upon us. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq. We'll read it one time together inshallah. Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa antal musta'an wa alaykal balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There's no time, but another very valuable wazifa also, we'll just mention it, we not no time to go into the virtue, is la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This is one of the treasures from the treasures of Jannah. And like Hazrat says, all these wazifas, as we mentioned, the treasures of dunya. Treasure is something that you got, but you don't know it's there. It's hidden somewhere in your house, somewhere. Or you got it, you know you got it, but you don't know the value of it. So where we will understand and realize the value in the company of the arifin, those who know the value about it, they will open our hearts. Then when we start using it, see what enjoyment and what benefit we'll get. In this world, you'll get the taste of Jannah. And this is the object and purpose of these majalis and these istimas of the tasawuf, to get this connection with Allah and get the taste of Jannah in this world. And then looking forward to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these few wazifas we have presented, which we have learned from our shaykh, this is printed in a small kitab, Treasures from Quran and Hadith, which is available. But even easier, brothers have printed it on his, with the instructions of our shaykh, on a small card. Haji Yusuf Desai has got it. We can try and get this card, but not just to put in our pocket. Very important, three important conditions when reciting this wazifas. The first important condition is that we do it daily, as we learned last night in the beautiful bayan of Azman Ilyasab, Damat Barakatum, that istiqamat fauq alfi karama. That to be punctual and regular, istiqamat is better than all the karamats. But like our shaykh says, we hear this wazifas, we get the josh, 1-2 days we are reading. And like Hazrat says also, we get josh, 1-2 days we start with 2-3 paras tilawat, and then bas. The josh of coke is out and we forget about it. So not what josh, what regularity. Let us start and do little daily, but regularly, very, very important. And then the second, which in fact is the first most important condition, is that all these wazaif and whatever amal we do, as we have learned last night also, what is the tasawuf? The beginning is we do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, under Allah ta'ala has given us this life free of charge. Allah's special mercies every moment. So whatever we do, only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allahu Akbar, a person who does it for the pleasure of Allah will get Allah. And all these promises as well, these virtues we have heard of the benefits of dunya, these are mawood, these are the promises of Allah. Allah ta'ala will definitely give it to us. But like our Allahu Akbar, again a great Shaykh, our Shaykh's first Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykhul Hadith, explained that if a person just hears the benefits of dunya, like to read Surah Waqiyah, you'll be saved from poverty. Now you read it only just to save yourself from poverty, you'll get maybe the benefit of this dunya, but the real benefit of getting Allah you won't get. He says the example of that person, how foolish is he, is like he's got a very big land and he hasn't cultivated it. Now he thinks, I want to cultivate and plant. Now I need lot of fertilizer. So somebody tells him the best fertilizer in the market is cow dung. So he realizes, he says, let me go to the market to buy a cow that I can get lot of cow dung. So Hazrat says, if this is his niyat and this is why he goes, then he's the most stupid person. If he goes to the market, he buys a cow, but just change your niyat. And this is the difference between people like myself and the Ahlullah. Just that niyat, their amal look very small, but that niyat is taking them right to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person makes a niyat, with this cow I'll buy, I'll get fresh milk, with that milk I'll make butter, I'll make cheese, I'll get ghee, and all the cow dung is the byproduct, it must come. So exactly the same when we make this niyat, Ya Allah, for your pleasure, for your happiness, we get the nisbat and the connection with Allah, these promises Allah Ta'ala will definitely give. And the third condition, which is my problem, all of us we have this problem, and that is Allahu Akbar. So beautifully, Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who has answered it, was known as Imamul Amsila. And our Shaykh Allahu Akbar, in this zamana, who can be Imamul Amsila in this zamana? What examples Hazrat teaches us and make our deen so easy. So, a person had this complaint and said, Hazrat, these wazifas, I'm reading my namaz, my tilawat of Quran, my zikr, but I still have problem in my home, I still have problems. Like we say, I read my ayatul kursi, I still had a burglary, etc. Then Allahu Akbar, in a beautiful example, Hazrat answered it. And how was it? They were traveling in Hijaz al-Muqaddas, that is in Makkah al-Mukarramah, from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif. And they happened to be going in the afternoon, in June months, very hot. When they just got into the car, the driver of the car also was Hazrat's Khalifa. The car was very hot, he started moving. Hazrat told him, put on the aircon. He says, Hazrat, the aircon is on, but I think maybe somebody's window at the back might be slightly open, so the hot loo from outside in those countries, it's coming in. When they saw the window was slightly open, they closed the window, then not 2-3 minutes, the car became cool. Then from that, Hazrat drew our attention to Akhirat. And this is the nazar of the Ahlullah. We only see dunya. Whatever they see of dunya, they see deen, they see akhirat. So Hazrat said that, look here brothers, the aircon was doing its work, 100%. But we couldn't feel the coolness, the cool effect of this aircon, because the hot air from outside was coming in. So he says exactly the same. All these wazaif and tilawat of Quran, our namazas, which Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has promised, all the benefits, and Allah bi zikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, the peace and contentment in your life, only with the zikr of Allah you'll get. But why are you not feeling it? Because these things are doing its work, but we don't get the cool effect of it, because the window of guna is open in our lives. And our Shaykh Allahu Akbar Arif Billah says, forget one window. Myself, we got big doors of gunas open in our life. We just read this wazifa, or while in a masjid, our thoughts are way and way. Or we just go out of the masjid and a woman walks past. We just read this wazifa, we can't control our gazes. So very, very important, myself and all of us, and this is what we learn. To become a wali of Allah, the first step, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Make tawbah, istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqamat, and that Allah give us this himmat to stay away from sin. And like Hazrat says, everybody says it's hard. It's not hard. Allah has given us this himmat, but we himmat chore, myself first of all. We don't use this himmat, and then we say, we just want to live on du'as. Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi says, when it comes to deen, then we just want du'as. When it comes to dunya, then a person is making all his effort, and still he goes for du'as. But in deen also, in dunya also, dawa ke saath dua bhi zaruri hai. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding to realize all these great benefits and all this we get. Allah Ta'ala says, kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Be with the pious servants of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, with our open heart, that this conviction can come in our heart and we get this real connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then what can be said of the everlasting enjoyments of the year after? Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.